Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Codebreakers of Bletchley Park, the secret intelligence station that helped defeat the Nazis, explores how a quiet English estate became one of the most important intelligence centers of the Second World War. Written by Sir John Dermot Turing, a historian with deep interest in wartime cryptography and intelligence, the book introduces the people, pressures, and methods behind the Allied effort to read Axis communications. It places Bletchley Park in its operational setting, showing how code breaking connected to radio interception, linguistic analysis, engineering, and rapid reporting to commanders. Rather than treating the story as a single breakthrough, it highlights a sustained industrial effort that depended on secrecy, teamwork, and constant adaptation as German procedures evolved. Readers are guided through the key challenges of deciphering machine ciphers and the practical problem of turning decrypted messages into actionable intelligence while protecting sources. The result is an accessible overview of why Bletchley Park mattered and how it helped shape the outcome of the war. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bletchley Park as a wartime intelligence system. A central topic is how Bletchley Park functioned, not just as a puzzle-solving site, but as a full intelligence system. The book frames the operation as a pipeline signals were intercepted, sorted, and analyzed cryptanalytic work, produced breaks, and the outputs were translated, evaluated, and distributed in ways that supported military decisions. This perspective helps readers understand why success relied on organization as much as brilliance. The demands of round-the-clock work, strict compartmentalization, and fast turnaround shaped everything from staffing to procedures. The story also illustrates how intelligence work required coordination with other agencies handling interception and direction finding, and with commanders who needed concise, reliable reporting. By emphasizing the system, the book shows why a single decipherment was only the start. The greater challenge was scaling decryption into a steady flow of usable information while maintaining security. This topic clarifies Bletchley Park's role as a production environment, where mathematics, linguistics, engineering, and administration had to mesh under wartime constraints, turning hidden messages into strategic advantage. Secondly, cracking machine ciphers and the challenge of Enigma. The book highlights the practical and conceptual difficulty of breaking machine ciphers, especially the German Enigma, without treating it as magic. It explains why rotor-based encryption was formidable, enormous key spaces, frequent setting changes, and procedural discipline that limited mistakes. The narrative typically connects the cryptanalytic challenge to the need for both insight and machinery, showing how pattern recognition, probability, and the exploitation of predictable elements in messages could create openings. It also stresses that the enemy adapted, meaning codebreakers had to continually revise techniques as settings, indicators, and operating rules evolved. Another important aspect is the distinction between occasional success and reliable daily reading of traffic, which required repeatable methods and sufficient computing capacity. By focusing on machine ciphers as an engineering and operational problem, the book underscores the modern character of the effort. Readers come away with a grounded understanding of why incremental improvements, disciplined workflows, and collaborative reasoning were critical, and why the struggle against Enigma was a prolonged contest between cryptographers and cipher users, rather than a single decisive moment. Thirdly, people, teamwork, and the culture of secrecy. A major theme is the human dimension of the code-breaking effort. The book draws attention to the diversity of roles required to make Bletchley Park effective, including mathematicians, classicists, linguists, engineers, clerks, and military personnel. This mix mattered because success depended on combining different ways of thinking, rigorous logic, language intuition, and practical engineering. It also explores the social and managerial challenges of operating under intense pressure, where errors could cost lives and where victories could not be publicly celebrated. Secrecy shaped the culture. Compartmentalization limited what many staff knew, communication had to be carefully controlled, and personal lives were constrained by what could be shared. The book also shows why teamwork was essential even in tasks that seemed solitary. Breakthroughs needed verification, translation, cross-checking with other sources, and rapid dissemination. By portraying the operation as a collective endeavor, the narrative helps readers move beyond the myth of the lone genius and appreciate how sustained collaboration, training, and morale supported results over years of conflict. Fourthly, from decrypted messages to battlefield advantage, another key topic is the transformation of decryption into usable intelligence and the strategic choices that followed. The book emphasizes that reading enemy communications created opportunities, but also dilemmas. Intelligence had to be evaluated, integrated with other information, and delivered quickly to decision makers in formats they could act on. Just as important was the need to protect the source. If commanders acted too directly or too consistently on decrypted material, the enemy might suspect compromise and change procedures, shutting down access, The book therefore presents intelligence as a balancing act between operational urgency and long-term collection value. It also highlights how code breaking influenced different theaters and problems, such as naval warfare, air defense, and broader strategic planning, without implying that it alone won the war. The value lay in improving the quality and timing of decisions, reducing uncertainty, and enabling more efficient use of resources. This topic helps readers understand why the real impact of Bletchley Park is best measured in cumulative advantages, avoided disasters, and accelerated outcomes rather than in a single dramatic turning point. Lastly, Legacy of Bletchley Park and the Birth of Modern Computing. The book connects Bletchley Park to larger developments that shaped the post-war world, especially the emergence of modern computing and large-scale data processing. Wartime needs pushed the creation and refinement of machines and methods designed to handle repeated, complex tasks at speed. Even when the book focuses on code breaking rather than technology history, it typically shows how engineering solutions and automation became essential to meet the volume and pace of intercepted traffic. This topic also covers the institutional legacy, how secrecy delayed public recognition, how post-war intelligence services inherited techniques and mindsets, and how later historians reconstructed the story as documents became available. The narrative encourages readers to see Bletchley Park as a bridge between earlier cryptography and the information age, where computation, statistics, and operational security became deeply intertwined. By situating the work in this longer arc, the book offers more than wartime drama. It explains why Bletchley Park remains a symbol of interdisciplinary problem-solving, and why its lessons about organization, innovation under pressure, and secure handling of information still resonate in cybersecurity and intelligence discussions today. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a clear, plebeian, historically grounded introduction to Bletchley Park and its role in Allied victory, including general history enthusiasts, students of World War II, and anyone curious about cryptography without needing advanced mathematics. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening appreciation for how complex goals are achieved through systems, not just talent. The story highlights practical lessons about teamwork, disciplined processes, and adapting quickly when conditions change, skills that transfer to modern workplaces and technical projects. It also deepens media literacy around intelligence and secrecy by showing how information must be protected, validated, and used responsibly. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on one personality or one machine, this title offers a broader operational view that links people, technology, and decision-making. That wider lens helps readers understand why code-breaking mattered and how its effects were managed on the ground. If you want a concise, accessible account that situates famous breakthroughs within the day-to-day realities of wartime intelligence, this book is worth buying as a solid, readable overview. If you would like to support Sir John Dermot Turing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.